Welcome to the Fansmanship.com podcast, coming to you from San Luis Obispo, California, with Andy Stevens, Owen Main.
Have you guys ever wanted to be up in the stars, looking down from the moon? Well, that's where I am right now. I'm up in the stars. I'm in the moon. I'm somewhere where no one's ever been before besides the astronauts. I'm here. You're down there.
You're down there.
That was the one porn moment of that video.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to the Fansmanship.com podcast. It is Wednesday.
The 11th of April,
2012.
Dun-dun-dun.
The band is back together, along with Andy Stevens and Luke Johnson.
What? T-minus...
I'm Owen Main.
T-minus 8 months the world ends, so might as well get in a few more podcasts.
Get in as many pods as possible. Absolutely.
Let's get some more podcasts in.
And we're here to talk about baseball today.
Last time we
focused on basketball. Today we're going to focus on baseball in general and kind of how the first week has started. I know a few of us have written columns about baseball.
Baseball.
I have another one coming out tonight about the Hunger Games and fantasy baseball. We'll talk about a little bit about that a little later, hopefully.
Baseball.
And speaking of baseball, there's a gentleman in South Florida who's got quite a bit of publicity these last few days.
Oh, really? You think?
Yeah. And,
just a little bit.
And he's sitting home on his couch right now.
You're talking about me. I like the Miami Marlins. No, I get away from Chicago. I don't like Yerry Reinsdorf.
What's that? Yeah, keep it going, Ozzy.
I can't believe Ozzy. I mean,
Ozzy Guillen.
I just can't believe Ozzy. That is Ozzy.
Ozzy suspended for five games.
Only
by
five
the Marlins.
Games.
The Marlins don't expect Major League Baseball to do anything. What did Ozzy say? He said specifically, the quote was, I love Fidel Castro.
That was a quote from Time magazine.
It was out of context, probably.
According to Ozzy Guillen, although you can never trust Ozzy Guillen, he's such a hothead. That was taken out of context. We have a technical difficulty here at the Fansmanship studio here right now at this moment.
I think we're okay.
Absolutely not.
That's why I'm losing my train of thought. Ozzy Guillen... according to him, it was taken out of context. It took about 20 I'm sorry's yesterday. Will you forgive me? I'm on my knees. I have my heart in my hands. That was the most poetic moment of yesterday.
When he said it in English and in Spanish.
Yeah, however you said it.
But he also put it in a way that wasn't quite as contrite as you'd like
it was
to
still
see.
Classic
because,
Ozzy.
Because he's like, I'm sorry if I offended somebody.
Because
not,
you know what?
Not what I said was wrong. I'm sorry if I offended somebody.
Because I think probably Ozzy Guillen, being an American, is struggling right now with this. Duplicitous feeling. The first feeling is that he's an American. He can say whatever he wants to say.
He's Venezuelan. I don't know if he has... I'm pretty sure he's an American citizen by now. He's been here for long enough.
Okay, Owen. Well, let's not have technicalities.
Okay. He was born in Venezuela.
I consider the man an American. He's a Venezuelan American. Okay, whatever.
Fair enough.
Okay, he's a Latino American. He probably feels, as an American, he has the right to say whatever he wants about Fidel Castro.
And he does.
He does.
Yep.
But then secondarily, he is the manager of a club in Florida where there's quite a huge Cuban-American population, maybe just a little bit, in Little Havana.
It is a little bit. And
that's where the ballpark
and
is,
that's where
too.
Just
that
a little
ballpark,
bit. Yeah. I mean, he may have said it possibly. You couldn't say it in a worse place than Miami.
Right. Here's what I've been talking to people about. It's this idea that, yes, he is free to say whatever he wants to, but what is his job? His job is to make the Marlins win, and secondarily, he's an ambassador. He's a representative of the team. Whenever he talks, he's a representative of the team.
It's like Joe Girardi coming out in New York and praising Adolf Hitler in a way.
Did he?
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's what you compare it to.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. So, yeah, there you go. And
well, they're trying to get that comparison. Why Joe Girardi praising Adolf Hitler in New York?
Right.
There are technical difficulties here
right
at the transmission.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys, we are going to get
on
track.
Can you not
hear
me? I can hear you. Just get up in
We are going to get on track, guys.
Yeah, we're good.
Back to Ozzy Guillen. I'm trying to get the comparison that you just made with Joe Girardi in New York.
Mm-hmm. Girardi never did anything. He's saying it would be like if Girardi said something like that.
But I think
the analogy.
But I think the character of Adolf Hitler is much more demonic from a historical context.
To a lot of people in Cuba,
Fidel
it's
Castro.
Not. Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
But I think we have to understand.
As a Jewish American, that's how you would feel. As a Cuban American, how you would feel.
Sure.
Right?
You're right. From like a business standpoint, it would be a failure.
Yeah. In a similar way. Yes.
But that's kind of what I'm trying to say. I think that's why Ozzy sort of made his point yesterday with little hidden. There was these little moments where he didn't quite say, oh, God, I really am genuinely just sorry.
Right.
For what I said. It was wrong what I said. Yeah. I think that's what he's fighting right now. He's an American who can say whatever he wants. As Owen said, he also is the manager of the Marlins, which does have a huge Cuban-American following, people who don't have a positive feeling about Fidel Castro. And, yeah, he's supposed to win games. He's getting paid millions of dollars.
It's more than just not having a positive feeling. I swam in the ocean.
Well, some of them,
to the Florida.
Absolutely.
But my brother died in a raft to try to get away from this.
Some of them, but I think we can agree.
Or died at the hands of Castro. Yeah.
Well, some of them. But I think we can agree that what the American media does is makes everything seem incredibly extreme.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
So not every Cuban-American in Florida or Miami has a story like that. There's some.
What the media does
I don't
is
want it, us to blow it up and make it like everyone had this story about Fidel Castro. There's some who have had this feeling and this story and this experience with Fidel Castro.
And it's a lot in Miami. And one thing that the media does do is it makes it hard for people like Ozzy Guillen to get by, to get around, to get where he needs to get, because he just spouts. And it's one of the things that I love about listening to Ozzy Guillen is he just spouts off at the mouth with whatever he thinks about and however he thinks about it. If he's
like the Charles Barkley of baseball managers.
He is.
Ozzy Guillen totally is polarizing.
And I love listening to him. Whether I agree with what he says or not, I respect Ozzy Guillen because he just says whatever comes into his mind. There's not a lot of like thought put in. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's thought about these things before, but he doesn't try to
beat around the bush to be politically correct.
He doesn't try to like monitor what he says. He doesn't try to what's the word I'm looking for?
Stay
censor.
Inside.
He doesn't try to censor himself. Yeah, he doesn't try to censor himself.
And I think that there's other things, there's other facets and layers to this whole Ozzy Guillen experience that we can really delve into a little bit here. You know, concepts swirling around race. He is the first Venezuelan manager in the history of professional baseball. And Skip Bayless, I think, made a positive point.
Major League Baseball. I'm sure there's been somebody who's managed.
Thank you for clarifying. Yes, yeah. Major League Baseball in America.
Don't bring up Skip Bayless, please.
I'm not going to bring up Skip Bayless as in a positive light. But yeah. I think what he said today holds some weight that may have some truth.
And you're going to be writing something about this, right? Is this what you're writing about today?
No.
No, okay.
Writing about how much I hate Skip Bayless. No, but...
Did you see what old Skippy said about it? Jalen Rose called him out. He's like, I was a state champion point guard.
Those two...
Like, no, actually, you averaged 1.4 points.
You're going to read an article, and those two were just ridiculous, and I'm going to have come out here soon.
Liar.
But Skip Bayless made a point about Ozzy Guillen that you know, he basically said, if this was, say, Jimmy Leland, and he made these comments, he's out. He's not going to get a 5-game suspension.
That I can agree with, yes. Because Ozzy is Latino, it's not quite as, you know...
There's a little bit of that going on here. And
it doesn't quite hit as hard.
And I mean, come on, a 5-game suspension? I mean, just from a business standpoint, if I'm the owner of the Marlins...
Uh-huh.
Which is? Do we know his or her? Or who's the majority owner?
Andy has a computer. Jeffrey Loria. I don't think he is anymore.
5 games?
Uh-huh.
5 games for making a comment? When you have given $600 million over to a brand new stadium. You've signed Jose Reyes to a too big of a deal.
Isn't this the other facet of this, though, Luke, is that, yes, we have a new stadium. We signed Jose Reyes, another Latin player.
They have a facelift. I mean, this is a brand new team.
So they have two or three Latin superstars now on their team with Ramirez and Reyes.
And Hanley's back.
Right, absolutely.
Josh Johnson's back.
Yep, and so they're really trying to rebuild their image this year, and everything needed to be so positive, and the one thing that could keep it from being so positive all the way through, I mean, that home opener in Miami was last Wednesday, and 3 days later, Ozzy Guillen has opened his mouth enough to make that not the main story. And I think that's the big part of this that is the reason why it's such a big story, because around a new ballpark and a new team, essentially new uniforms, they're trying to get a new image. everything's trying to be this like new, fresh, positive thing, and yet Ozzie Guillen can, in 3 days, kind of erase all that positive publicity, positive thought about what's going on. I think that's just incredible. Like I said, I love Ozzie Guillen, but I think it's incredible that somebody can just open their mouth and so completely change that.
Ozzie Guillen is the Malcolm X of Major League Baseball managers.
Ooh.
He makes these outlandishly outrageous comments, but he's a winner. He knows how to make things happen. Malcolm was the same way, knew how to make a movement happen. And then someone like Ron Washington is a Martin Luther King Jr., you know, somebody who knows how to go about and make things happen, you know, over there in Texas. He's managing well, but he's quiet.
And Charlie Manuel's Elvis.
Let's keep going from political figures.
I don't know.
1960s political
figures. Who's Farrakhan?
I was going somewhere with this.
Who's Farrakhan?
You guys were going to let me finish.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Andy, have you found out who owns the Marlins? Is it still a mystery?
It is still a mystery.
One thing that we do know, and kind of switching gears to the West Coast, we do know finally, speaking of who owns the Marlins, we know now who will and won't own the Dodgers. And thank goodness for that. We know that Magic Johnson Group along
why
with
Elvis? Andy, why Elvis?
I don't know. I have no clue. Because they're both kind of, you know, West Virginia boys.
That just hit me. That's pretty. It's really funny. Charlie Manuel's
Elvis. They're both fine, upstanding Southern gentlemen.
So the Dodgers were bought. Let's switch gears.
Don't ask questions.
So the Dodgers were bought by Magic and the Guggenheim Group. Frank McCourt is out, and as a Dodger fan,
boy's kind of out.
Well, he's out of the day-to-day management of the team.
He doesn't own Dodger Dogs next to Magic.
He doesn't own the team anymore. He won't own the team anymore. He has like a 5 or 15% stake in future buildings if they build on Dodger Stadium parking lot land. Mm. So that's what he will get. And so, you know, I'll just say that if he still does own that, and if they build something there, that's not something that I'll go and attend or do anything at, or I won't be I won't patronize that place. Just as a Dodger fan and taking a stand against Frank McCourt. Frank McCourt basically, for all intents and purposes, financially raped the Dodgers over the last 3 or 4 years. And I don't think he can be forgiven for that anytime soon. McCourt is out, but at the first game of the season in Petco Park in San Diego, and it's a good thing it wasn't at Dodger Stadium, McCourt attended the game and was sitting right next to Irv. Sitting next to Magic, and they look like they were having a great time. And I know Magic's got Magic's got to keep up appearances. I know this was actually probably one of the reasons why McCourt sold it to Magic, because Magic was being nice to him. But it's crazy to me. In the statement that the Dodgers put out right after Magic and the Guggenheims bought the team, it said, "I want to thank, you know, Mr. McCourt, who's done such a great job." It was this very flowery statement towards Frank McCourt. Come on, Magic. We don't need to be BS'd with right now. We need to kind of move on and never talk about Frank McCourt ever
again. Distance yourself from him now, right? That the deal's been done.
Right?
Distance yourself, because that's not what the fans want to see. You know, it kind of cut into him, I think, a little bit. I mean, with all the hoopla and, you know, how great everyone felt with Magic becoming basically the face of the franchise. What is he only owned, like 2 or 3% or something? But
he put about $150 million in out of the $2 billion.
Oh, so really? Well, that's
quite what, like, 5 or 10%?
That's like 5%.
It's like, yeah, Magic, and then all of a sudden he's sitting 7. Next to Frank. 5%. It just doesn't make any sense, but whatever, you know. I just hope we don't see it again.
Yeah, and I don't really want to see Frank McCourt ever again.
Ever.
Yeah.
Chowder Bowls. Gone.
Done.
Just take that Chowder Bowl back to New England and don't even come back.
Yeah.
I don't know about Magic. You know, he's a businessman in every way, and
very successful.
Very successful, and he knows how to. You know, he has that big smile. I don't know. I don't quite trust Magic.
Really?
No.
Really?
Anybody who does what he's done, just sitting next to that grotesque human being. I don't know. I'm excited.
It just rubs you so much.
I'm excited
the wrong way.
For, you know, from Dodger fans that they can move on from that McCourt era. And yes, I like Magic. I loved him as a player, and he seems like a genuine guy, and I love what he's done for, you know, for AIDS and HIV. But he's, from what I've heard, he's a very shrewd businessman. I don't know. I don't know about Magic.
Before he bought the Dodgers with Guggenheim's, he sold all his Starbucks that he owned. He owned like 100 Starbucks locations.
that's how, a lot of how he got the money.
Sold his Burger Kings.
He still owns, I think he still owns a lot of theaters. And I know that that it's interesting. There's a lot of LA-based sports figures who start to own some of these franchises like Starbucks. Interesting side note, Keyshawn Johnson actually owns the Panera Bread. Here in San Luis, right down the street from my house.
Keyshawn does?
Keyshawn owns the Panera Bread. Yeah, Keyshawn owns a lot of Panera
Does he
breads.
Ever roll in?
He did, I think.
Like, I've never been in one. What is it? They sell bread? Or is
Keyshawn.
Is it a restaurant?
I'm the best I've received in the history of the league.
Just throw me the damn ball.
Just throw me the damn ball.
I saw Keyshawn in LAX once or twice coming off an airplane from New York. And dude just walked straight ahead.
Yeah, throw me the damn ball.
It's Loria, by the way, that owns the Marlins.
It is Loria. I called that. That's great. I said, it's not Jeffrey Loria. It is. Very
Keyshawn.
Good. So Keyshawn
owns the Eagles too, right?
He never scored touchdowns.
Loria, maybe. Yeah.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. So Keyshawn owns Panera Bread, and a lot of these guys are getting into these franchise situations from a business standpoint because they have the backing of
because they made like hundreds of millions of dollars when they played sports,
right? And they can invest it and make more money.
It makes sense.
It's a smart thing. I would probably not be.
I wouldn't. I would just retire. I wouldn't want to run a Panera Bread.
So Panera Bread, Andy, to answer your question.
You can own it, but you're not running it, right?
Panera Bread, yeah, awesome.
You get on in there with a
but you're
paper
still worried,
hat.
But you're still worried, worried about the financial aspect.
Please enlighten me as to this Panera Bread.
They have really good soup, and they have really good
the
bread.
The soup is okay.
Panera soup.
And they have really good, like, they have some drinks, they have some coffee.
So you're a full Panera believer.
So one of the, for the...
Is it a market or is it a
I'm
restaurant?
I'm not a full believer.
It's a restaurant.
Okay.
The place that I work for, we had a office above a Panera Bread
have good
in Tampa.
Pastries.
And it was pretty incredible, like the smell.
The scones are good.
The smell of the place is just really, really good. So, yeah.
Wow, you're a pro Panera guy.
It's good sandwiches, too, like paninis, Andy,
they have
for
okay
lunch.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, for lunch.
Just
a lot
okay.
of people are in there for lunch.
They're always packed.
They're always packed, yeah.
Always
seems
packed.
A little yuppie to me, just from the looks of it from the outside.
There's a little bit of a cracker yuppie feel. Yeah.
So it's kind of like Chipotle, I guess, but for bread and soup rather than for burritos.
Mm-hmm.
So and it's right next to Chipotle.
So Keyshawn owns that.
Yeah,
huh?
Sorry to kind of digress, but yeah, I mean, Magic kind of showed Keyshawn how to do that, I think, interestingly
wow.
enough. I think that's the story. I'm not – don't hold me to that. It's not like it's getting broadcast and put out there for everybody. But so
– anywho.
So the Dodgers this year are trying to get kind of a facelift. They're trying to kind of restructure their image. It's the 50th anniversary of Dodger
facelift.
Stadium.
You know, it's more like a building from the bottom. They just – demolished what was there, and hopefully they're building.
Hopefully, yeah. So yeah. One of the things about the fan experience is that last year, if you went to a game, you saw a ton of
open
cops,
seats.
Open seats. You saw cops in the parking lot. I mean, they ramped up security after that first weekend and the Brian Stowe incident. This year, they're doing something kind of next level. They're dressing up undercover detectives and police officers
like Dodgers gear.
No, in the opposing team's gear and letting them walk around.
Really?
Really?
So they're like egging them on almost?
Yeah, they're just walking around.
Right?
I like
Giants
that.
Are in town. They're going to throw a Giants jersey on right. and walk around.
That's cool.
See what happens.
Get rid of those punks.
I actually
see
like that idea.
I do too.
If you are a Dodger fan, you were disgusted and outraged over what happened.
Because right. I'm not right? going to get, and again, I'm not going to get arrested
for telling a
detective
beers.
To go home. I don't think that would, like, as he's
no,
walking,
yeah,
go
I'm sure,
or something
come
like
on.
That. That's not something I'm going to get arrested for.
I'm sure it's actual physical
altercation. But throwing a beer or a soda on a Giant fan detective, that would be hilarious to see. I pictured this scenario where I'm sitting, like, you know, a couple sections away, and I see this guy, this drunk Dodger fan, throw, like, a soda. And I've seen sodas get thrown on Giant fans before, where I see, you know, a soda get thrown on him,
uh-huh.
and the Giant fan, like, open up his thing, you know, open up his jersey, and he's got, like, a badge underneath it, and the look that the dejected look on the Dodger fan face on this drunk
yeah,
dude that's
right,
like
yeah.
oh my god, I'm so screwed right now. That's I think what they're trying to get out there, and I'm interested to see how many arrests actually happen because of it. Are they just publicizing it and they're not going to do it very often? We're good still. It's just the connection here, so no fear. No, nobody worry here.
Maybe there's none of them there, and then they're all just full of shit.
Or maybe they're just saying it just to curb it, and because why would you come out and say what you're doing when it's undercover?
Help me remember, Luke. That,
who
we
figured
need to
this out?
1925.
Where did you hear this?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Was this a news story,
yeah,
or was it a press release from the Dodgers?
Yeah, it was in the news today.
So the Dodgers came out and said, "This is what we're going to do."
Yeah, which is also dumb if you really want to catch
right.
people.
Why would you do it?
No.
Why would you
I
tell
bet
people?
That's seriously the whole reason. It's just to freak people out.
I think
there's no one there doing it.
Right. I mean, I could see him doing it for like one game a week or something like that. Or right. like just during the Giants games, Giants and Padres or something like that. I could see that happen too. So the real question for baseball fans then,
what is that? Owen?
You know, what's what?
What is the real question?
Ooh, the real question.
Deep here.
Dun, dun, dun.
The real question
Is how good are the Dodgers actually going to be, Andy? Listen, Ethier's back healthy. Kemp is coming off an MVP year. Kershaw won the Cy Young, but what else do they have? How good are they going to be?
I think it all hinges on two guys.
1 year eBay.
Two guys. No.
No.
Not,
no.
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 Not the fat toe that is 1 year eBay.
Juanito.
No.
No.
It hinges on two guys. One, Chris Capuano. Two, Aaron Horang.
Oh, God.
That's a 4 and 5 starters.
That's where it hinges.
They don't look great so far.
They're 3 and 4 stars, I guess, if you don't count
Lily. Don't say his name.
Oh, my God.
Chris Capuano. I can't stand that
and
guy.
And Aaron Horang.
We saw Capuano in spring training when we were out
because
there.
Because we know Kershaw's going to do his thing. We know Billingsley looks like... You know, but that's
kind
of
like okay, number 2 or 3. We'll see if he can do it all year. We'll see if he can do it all year.
We'll see if he can do it all year. Lily will be consistent, but it's those 4 and 5 guys.
You know who they're going to miss is Kuroda. They're
really going to miss Kuroda. Yes, because he was an innings eater.
He was an innings eater. He was a gamer. He was a tough guy. I really was disappointed when he wouldn't accept a trade to a contender last year. I know the Dodgers tried to deal him to the Yankees, I think it was.
Right.
And he wouldn't accept that trade, and he ends up on the Yankees anyway. So what was his real issue? I don't know. But I really enjoyed watching him play. I saw him pitch in a playoff game that I went to one time, and he just seemed like a real gamer to me and a guy who's just a professional and who the Dodgers need more of, guys like Kuroda.
Yeah. I don't think that whole catcher question that you had is going to be that big a deal because, you know, when was the last time the Dodgers had a great catcher? Mike Piazza, maybe.
A.J. Ellis.
A.J. Ellis has already hit a home run. What did he hit, 2 last year? So,
yeah, that's
incredible.
Yeah.
You know, he's an up-and-coming catcher.
If he can hit 250 with 15 home runs, I would be so happy.
Yeah. You know, and Trainor's a pretty good backup. And they do have that, what's his name? Fedowitz? Well, the guy that's in AAA.
I don't think Trainor's a very good backup.
You don't think so?
No.
He should just be a bullpen catcher.
He's a has-been, yeah. He's a decent bullpen catcher. He's a middle of the road.
His claim to fame is that he's married to Misty May Trainor.
Oh, that's right. He is, isn't he?
Yeah, he's married to that volleyball chick.
He probably took way less money because of that, because he wanted to live in LA with Misty.
Right.
I would imagine.
That probably has something to do with it. But, you know, if Uribe doesn't hit, then you think Adam Kennedy can at least hit 275? If he's playing third base.
If he can actually stay on the field.
Kennedy,
if he's playing third
base. His whole career with the Angels, he averaged like 70 games a year.
Really? And he's kind of past his prime. So, I mean, that's what they have to go to if they don't have Uribe coming through. You know, I'm excited about D. Gordon. I'm very excited about D. Gordon. I heard a radio interview with Matt Kemp a couple days ago, and he said that D. Gordon could steal 70 bases this year.
I think he could steal 80.
You know?
Yeah.
80?
Yeah, I think 80.
Yeah.
The Dodgers are going to be interesting to look at. Luke, do you have anything to say about the Angels? I know that you said you kind of like, it's just kind of wait and see. Has Pujols even hit a home run yet?
Pujols has not hit a home run yet. He does have a few hits.
Right.
The prediction there, anytime you go from the National League to the American League, you switch an entire league, you might struggle a little bit.
It takes a little while to get going.
Yeah, so, right. Don't be surprised if Pujols hits, you know, 250, 220.
I have a question about opening day, and this is something that I want to get your guys' take on. I wrote an article about it, but we haven't been together in a while. We had opening day, technically, was like 3 weeks ago, and it wasn't even on this continent. It was in Japan, and it was the A's and the Mariners, and nobody even watched it, I don't think. It was at like 2 a.m., did you guys watch it at all?
They replayed it the following day.
God. Was it?
And
was
I
it,
watched like an inning, and I was like, "Wow,
the A's and the Mariners,
those fans slapping their thunder sticks together." It's just it didn't. I mean, really? You know, that's where I know we're trying to expand the game, but Japanese people already like baseball. We don't have to expand. They have their own league over there.
Yeah.
Here's
what my
thought
was.
Maybe England. Take it to England.
It was the worst game.
Why would
no
you
offense to Mariners and A's fans, but like. I couldn't be more disinterested in a game than A's Mariners.
Right.
No offense. No,
Albert totally. Pujols is hitting .214 with one RBI and one run scored.
Yeah. Wow. That's not very good for like
games. He'll get off to a slow start.
Luke, he's not going to hit any home runs this year.
His fantasy rank is 736. Ooh.
No. Luke, what's going on?
I don't know, guys.
He'll be a top 15 hitter by the time.
Luke, I don't think he's going to be a bust.
He's never going to hit ever again. These five games tell the tale of Albert Pujols.
So here's my issue with the way baseball started this year. It started with a quiet whimper. Okay, with a quiet whimper. If a whimper is not already quiet enough, we had two games that happened in Japan. Then we had like an 8-day break. Okay, and then we had
it seemed like it.
And then there was one game on ESPN on last Wednesday.
It was the Marlins.
The Marlins, when they were still happy, when the city still liked them.
When Kyle Loesch came in.
It was the Marlins Cards, actually. That was a cool game.
Kyle Loesch came in there and just dominated.
It showed you how good the Cardinals are going to be without Pujols.
I would be okay with one game on Wednesday night and then everybody plays Thursday, but it was one game Wednesday. Then it was like five games on Thursday. And then it was like seven games on Friday. Right. We didn't get a full slate of games.
The teams that played on Thursday didn't play on Friday, and then everyone played Saturday, Sunday. It's like, well, what is this?
We didn't get a full slate of games until Saturday.
Right.
Personally, what I like about the beginning of the baseball season is that there's so much going on all at once. I love...
It's an extravaganza, if you will. It's just like a huge
circus.
Yeah,
and here's what I don't get.
It's just... Yeah.
I come home from work at 4:30. That's like prime hour. There should be...
An East Coast game on.
Yeah,
I want to sit down and have a beer or scotch and watch baseball now.
Quadruple header, quintuple header.
And I turn it on, and it's like bowling.
And it just started last week. It's not like we're in the middle of the season.
It's that Weber guy going, yeah, yeah, suck it. What do you think of that?
Over celebrating with his gloves on.
Yeah, right.
And
with his clear Oakleys.
Does he wear a headband?
Or drag racing?
He has one of those wrist thingies. You know?
Does he wear a headband?
It's goddamn drag racing.
He wears sweatbands. Yeah, yeah, right. You know, whatever. Drag racing.
He uses more oil on his hair than on his ball.
It's just ridiculous.
On the lanes, he oils up his hair.
But, you know, so what do you propose? The answer is just start them all.
Yeah. You know what?
15 games.
How about you just show the games?
How about
every
this?
Day.
How about this? Okay, fine. Do what you want to do in Japan to have that Wednesday night game, but then let everybody play on Thursday. Let the Reds be the first game on Thursday when everybody has a game. That's the tradition, is that the first pitch of the first game is always in Cincinnati. That was the tradition for many years until recently. Yeah, they used to play the first game in Cincinnati every year.
Opening day, but call it like opening day and opening series, and have everybody start on a Friday and have Friday, Saturday, Sunday of like every single one of those days is a...
Just epic,
you know, quadruple header.
Just an extravaganza.
Anytime you turn on
baseball.
The TV, there's a game on.
Yeah.
See, and I feel like that would get people excited about the summertime, about baseball. I don't know. I didn't feel excited, guys. I kind of knew that baseball
Neither
started, but in past years, I would have just had it on all the time, and I didn't.
No, I was excited.
I was excited for the Dodger game. That's about it.
I think we all were excited that baseball's beginning, but... You're right. It kind of puffed out, and here we are now, five, six games in, and I'm bummed out. I've seen the Angels probably for a total of four or five innings so far.
Right.
Yeah.
That shouldn't happen.
Right. You should have seen them for longer than that. Yeah.
It's weird.
As an Angel fan, it seems like
that's
that
why you asked me. Hey, how are the Angels? I mean, you know, we'll see. I don't know. Right. I haven't even seen them yet.
Right. So the other thing that's happening, and this is something that I've actually done, is there is this thing called. Major League Baseball extra innings or Major League Baseball MLB.tv.
They're giving a free preview of it for the first few weeks.
Where you get out-of-market games. So you have DirecTV. You have Fox Sports. So you theoretically can watch the Angels if you really want to.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I hate the announcers.
But we don't have KKL9.
Well, we do.
How?
I found this out.
You found this out?
No.
Who do you have internet through?
We do have KKL9.
Who do you have internet through?
Charter.
Do you have DirecTV? Do you have DirecTV?
Yes.
No. You have cable.
Yes.
You have Charter cable. So you have KCAL. You have DirecTV, Andy.
Yeah.
Here's how you do it. Because I have KCAL now, and I don't have TV from anybody.
No. I don't want to say that.
If you plug
no
in.
No S.
If you plug in, if you get a splitter and split the cable line that you have.
If you get a Tiago splitter.
A Tiago splitter.
If you get a Tiago splitter.
Split the cable line that goes into your cable modem.
Oh.
And then run that to your TV. You can,
channeling my inner Jerry Sizzler there.
Jerry
Sizzler. You know, like the restaurant I used to call him that. You going to Sizzler?
So
anyway, yeah. Okay, so take the cord, plug it
into your TV, and you get all the network channels that they have to give you that, whether you pay for it or not.
Nine.
And nine is one of them that you get.
KCOP 13?
No, you don't get 13.
Because they put the Kings... games on there sometimes.
But you do get KCAL 9
yes!
along
yes!
with NBC, CBS, yes! ABC, Fox, You get a PBS channel.
I wish we had a drop for like a round of applause and whistling.
I like PBS.
Yeah. So you get all those channels, which is fun.
Oh, and KCAL is one of them. You have like made my season right now.
I know. And I might still have DirecTV if I knew about this before, because I got rid of DirecTV because I was so mad that I couldn't. I had no way to get it.
That was the only reason I didn't want to
get it. It actually might be why they put it in there.
I was paying for 30, Dodgers. 40 bucks more for charter just so I could have KCAL 9.
Right.
You know?
Yes. Yeah.
Half the Laker games are on KCAL 9.
And they're in like blurry non-HD.
So that's fine.
I think what's going to happen is that the Dodgers are going to get their own station.
I know the Lakers are getting their own station next year.
Are they?
Are they going to charge?
Time Warner's doing, it's just going to be like all, I don't know, it's just going to be called Lakers Channel. It's going to be all Lakers all the time.
Well, it's
kind of a bummer.
It is kind of a bummer, and it's going to get them a lot more money. What will happen?
Might the Lakers need it?
What will happen is that,
come on,
is that the cable company will just charge us more.
Yeah.
They'll raise everybody's bill by a dollar. And
well, actually more than that, I know that the Cleveland Browns charge about 10 bucks a month.
10 bucks a month? During the season,
yeah.
Well, I don't think it'll be a pay.
So you can watch old highlights of Bernie Kosar.
I think it'll be like in the Fox Sports net package, Luke. So you'll get like Fox Sports, and you'll also get the Dodger station. Like
I knew this ex taxi driver from Cleveland. I used to work out with him.
Cleveland.
And he, I mean, he's as nutty as you would imagine.
Andy, tell me about Cleveland.
A taxi driver in Cleveland in the 70s.
Half the skyscrapers have their windows boarded up.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a mall with a weird ghoulish statue out front that no one's in.
Andy, tell us about this taxi driver.
So there were like a few murders a day in Cleveland during like the late 70s.
There still are.
No, not anymore.
Dougie Strong is born. Cleveland is the city.
He was a taxi driver in the roughest part of Cleveland. 5 years ago when Cleveland started charging for Indian games and Brown games, he gave up. Check this out. I mean, we know how serious Brown fans are. He gave them up. He's done. He doesn't even think of the Browns
because they started charging to watch it on TV.
He said it was so anti, old school, Brownie fans to have to get charged.
The dog pound.
He actually gave up the Browns and the Indians.
Because that's a big deal.
Because it was like 20 bucks a month for both.
That's quite a detox. Quite a detox period.
What if
that?
The Dodgers charge like $100 a month? Would you guys give up the Dodgers?
Yeah, totally.
$100 a month.
Yeah, I pay $100 and what I pay, Luke.
Would you become Angels fans and just watch, Fox?
Yeah, I pay $120 for the year for all the out of market games.
Uh huh.
So technically, I could live somewhere else and get all the Dodger games for $120 a year through MLB.
Where would you live?
If I didn't live in the Dodgers media market, I could do that. So I can get all the Indians games for $120 a year. If I want, unless it's a game they're playing in Anaheim.
Oh. Time Warner Cable will launch a two new regional sports cable channels in the Los Angeles area in 2012. The Lakers is part of the package.
Which is funny because do you know who started Prime Ticket? Prime Ticket was the first regional sports channel, and it was started by Jerry Buss. So it's kind of interesting the Lakers are leaving Prime Ticket now. And going to a new channel that they're starting again.
Well,
so,
actually, they're on Fox Sports West, and the Clippers are on Prime Ticket, which is like the second Fox Sports West.
Well, channel. And they're talking about contracting the Prime Ticket too from Fox. I know this is very exciting stuff, but that's what I've heard. If the Lakers and Dodgers
how are they going to jam all those teams on one channel?
The Lakers and Dodgers go, they're going to just have the one channel and make the Kings find or the Ducks
the
find
Ducks
somebody
find
else.
Someone else.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's going to happen, I think.
Whatevs.
Whatev. We're going to take a Gary Zisler related break, and we'll be back here on fansmanship.com podcast.
You're down there.
I'm up here.
Luke, you're down there.
Let me guess. You're that Dungeons & Dragons champion whose parents forced into a sport of their choice. If so, then put me in, Coach, an interactive 4D sport dance workout gaming experience by legendary dance queen Richard Simmons is the perfect thing for you.
Now kick and jump and kick and jump and catch the pass and tackle and shoot and kick and jump and catch the pass. All right, way to go, team.
The fourth dimension is
fabulous.
It will take you from pine sitter to sideline star. Two-stepping sideline grooves that will even make the dance team resent you. the king of building self-confidence, has joined forces with the legendary Pine Rider Chutgie Atkins to develop this once-in-a-lifetime program. For a limited time, you'll receive a sweat-stained Glitter Simmons wig, flashing clip-on nipple piercing, and pink or purple tanning thong for absolutely free. This is good while supplies last. To order, log on to www.putmeincoach@richardsimmonsfabulous4dimensions.com.
If it worked for Tim Tebow, it'll work for you too.
Hi, my name's Chucky.
The other day was extremely cloudy, and it began to pour. And when it began to pour, it started to rain. And after pouring, it became raining again. And again, and again. I am the cloud man. My clouds soar through the wind. Winds soar through me, and clouds soar through the wind. As the cloud man, I do these things. I oversee the clouds, and the clouds oversee me. When the rain comes near, the clouds come through, and the rain will always pour until it is through. The cloud man is someone who will always be there. Believe in the cloud man because he believes in you.
All right, we're back. Do you believe in the cloud man?
I do.
And you want to know why? You want to know why I believe in the cloud man?
Because he believes in me.
He does believe in you, so that's why you should believe in him.
Yes.
it's like borderline inappropriate, Luke.
No, that was the wind.
I know.
That was the wind soaring through the clouds.
Who's going to get us
soaring through the wind?
The FCC.
He's always worried about things that I say.
No, I'm not worried.
You're worried.
I was trying to make a joke there. It's okay.
Bold predictions.
Bold predictions of baseball.
Bold predictions.
Of baseball from this year. my
punto,
prediction.
Punto.
My prediction.
Cero. Cero, cero, punto.
My prediction is going to be that Ozzie Guillen made a Fidel Castro remark, but that's already happened, so you guys would think that I was just making it up because it already happened.
Or that you're some alternate version of Owen from like a week ago that...
Is this a mirrored world?
So my prediction, and we're going to all make kind of random predictions about what's going to happen this season. My prediction that is bold prediction is that Eric Hosmer, who is an up-and-coming first baseman for the Royals, is going to have a more productive season than Joey Votto. We'll look at things like on-base percentage, home runs, slugging percentage, average, RBIs, those kinds of things. And maybe we'll revisit it, or maybe we won't at the end of the year. But that's my
prediction.
And Votto's been...
As like a fantasy player, he would put up more numbers.
Well, yeah, Votto's been...
In more categories.
Votto's been one of the top two productive first basemen for the last 2 years. So what is he going to look like this year? And is Hosmer going to be able to get there? I think yes. Andy, what's your bold prediction?
My bold prediction is that...
Bold predictions.
Albert Pujols jumped ship, went to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim near Culver City, adjacent to Norco.
Granada Hills.
even though he's now in the Angels, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Albert Pujols-less St. Louis Cardinals will still win the National League Central.
David Fries is going to have a huge year.
Huge.
Yep. It's going to be huge.
Good one.
Luke. My prediction. Okay. I'm going to go out on more of a limb here.
Predict to us.
My prediction.
You're going out on a leaf.
Yeah, it's going to be a leaf. I'm actually going out on the cloud. My prediction
is believe in the cloud man.
That the Los Angeles Dodgers will win the wild card.
There you go. Yeah.
And thank you for the Cardinal idea, because I'm going to go out on even more of a cloud here, and David Fries will win the National League MVP award.
Oh.
Wow. I think he's going to have a good year, but jeepers creepers. If David Fries wins the MVP, Luke, and Luke's covering up his mouth right now with a surprised look on his face.
And Matt Kemp will finish runner-up.
Again. Again.
And that'll be the joke.
And again. Again.
And again.
And again.
And again.
Fries was a World Series MVP, right?
He was. I wonder how many people have won the World Series MVP and won the regular MVP the following year. Where's Tim Kirkjian when you need him?
right over here.
Thanks,
hi, guys.
I was going to say Matt Kemp, but then
I'm
going to
talk about some baseball.
His voice still cracks, and he's like 50, 55.
Dude knows some baseball. I would love to have
Tim say anything about his baseball knowledge.
All right, guys. Well, we're trying to keep these podcasts a little bit shorter, so we're going to go ahead and sign off this baseball podcast for today. Luke, Andy, I'm glad we're back together.
Love you guys.
Love ya.
So my old roommate used to say to everyone, love ya. He'd insult you and then go, love ya.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Right. And we'll catch you next time. Make sure to check out fansmanship.com for all of your podcast needs. And we've had a lot of new articles up lately about a lot of random fun stuff. So, take it easy.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
You're that Dungeons & Dragons champion whose parents forced into a sport of their choice. Flashing clip-on nipple piercing and pink or purple tanning thong for absolutely free.